are listening to faithwalkradio.com. Be good news, share good news. faithwalkradio.com. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. If you're listening for the first time, I welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. First, let me introduce myself. I am Susan Fowler Rosario, host of Faith Walk Radio, and I am so pleased you've decided to tune in this very moment. I pray by the end of today's message, you are more enlightened and encouraged, pressing forward in those things that you hope for, you can now have faith for. All those things that you hope for, you can now have faith for. In case you didn't know, faith is an action, not an emotion. This is the title of today's message today. Again, faith is an action, not an emotion. But we will get into the meat of the message here shortly. First, I would like to share who we are and what we are all about. Faith Walk Radio is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. We judge no one, whether you are rich, poor, black, white, Hispanic, Native American, any and everyone who was hurting and looking for a brand new start, or just looking to be inspired and encouraged, we welcome you. I also want to mention that in the near future, we are looking to launch our 24-hour prayer line for those that are in need of prayer or encouragement. Either way, we will be here for you every minute of the day. We will keep you posted as to the exact date of our prayer line launch, so keep tuning in. Faith Walk Radio would also like to hear from you, the listener. We would love to hear your personal stories of faith, inspiration, encouragement, personal breakthroughs, and just how demonstrating faith worked in your favor. Be sure to log on to our website at www.faithwalkradio.com to submit your faith story today. Then, at the beginning of every month, we will select one story to post for the entire world to witness your personal faith story, to encourage people all over the world that faith can work for them too. Here at Faith Walk Radio, we celebrate the human spirit, and we would like to connect with you to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So don't forget to log on to www.faithwalkradio.com and submit your faith story today, because we want to hear from you. Now, today's message title again is Faith is an Action, Not an Emotion. For all those things that you hope for, you can now have faith for. Meaning, if you are hoping for things to pan out in your life, then it may or may not happen at all. All you can do is hope, right? But on the other hand, if you demonstrate faith by acting on what you are hoping for, this is called the action. A good example would be, if you hope for a better tomorrow, then it's a step in the right direction in terms of thinking positive. But on the other hand, if you have faith for a better tomorrow, then you don't have to think at all, because why? Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. I'll repeat that again. If you have faith for a better tomorrow, then you don't have to think at all, because faith is an action, not an emotion. When you are acting on what you're hoping for, then eventually things will work out in your favor, because as it states in Hebrews 11:1, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The scripture says it all as it pertains to the focus of today's message. But don't get me wrong, hope is very important. It allows us to stay encouraged in the process of those hopes and dreams manifesting. But demonstrating faith by acting on those hopes and dreams will get you there. The scripture is very precise. Again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, a Hebrews 11:1. Folks, whatever you do, let the scripture sink in, because it is important to understand that hope without faith is dead. Hope without faith is simply dead. But let me explain. I'll introduce another scripture I think is perfect, and that is James chapter 2, verse 26. James chapter 2, verse 26 states, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." I'll read that again. James 2:26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." I fully expect by the end of today's message, you will be enlightened and motivated to dig deeper into these two scriptures. Here are the scriptures to write down for future reference. Again, Hebrews 11:1 and James 2:26. I need to take a quick break, but when I come back, I want to continue to explore these two scriptures as well as share more about the inspiration behind Faith Walk Radio. I'll be right back.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. Your host, Susan Fowler Rosario, will come back shortly and continue sharing the inspiration behind Faith Walk Radio and how using faith will help free you from all those negative situations in your life. I hope you're enjoying today's message. Faith is an action, not an emotion. Before Susan comes back, I want to take this moment to share our faith story of the month. It comes from Kathy Davis out of Los Angeles, California. Kathy writes, "Several years ago, I lost my father to cancer. I felt so alone. Although I had accepted Christ as my personal Savior some years before, I still felt I was alone. I was fully aware of God's unconditional love, but in that moment, I found no peace or comfort. I felt lost and alone, even in a room full of people. I felt without my father here on earth, how could I go on? The night of his funeral service, after everyone had said their goodbyes and left my home, I cried until my entire body was shaking. I remember shouting to the Lord, 'God, if you love me, please help me now, because if you don't, I will die of a broken heart.' Instantly, the tears stopped. I felt a peace I still can't describe to this day. Although over the years, I still do mourn, but never cried as I did the night of his funeral." Faith Walk Radio, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share my story. Hopefully, my story will help someone else out there to know that no matter what, God will always hear your cry. Faith Walk Radio, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for giving me a chance to share my faith story with the entire world. Remember, you too can become a faith story. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Go to www.faithwalkradio.com. and submit your faith story today, right now. What are you waiting for? Here at Faith Walk Radio, we celebrate the human spirit, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we celebrate the human spirit, we would like to connect with you, the listener, to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So hurry, send us your faith story today so we can show the world that demonstrating faith will work for them too. Now, as I turn it back over to Susan Fowler Rosario, remember, today's message is titled, "Faith is an Action, Not an Emotion." Now, back to Susan as she continues sharing Faith Walk Radio.
I am back and fired up, ready to hear all about your faith story. Mike Rogoff, thank you so much. We all need each other, and we certainly want you to help us celebrate faith stories from people all over the world. So be sure to submit your faith story today, as Mike directed you to our website. Again, it's www.faithwalkradio.com for more information. Before getting back to the message, I just want to remind you all why Faith Walk Radio and what we can do for you. Well, for starters, it is my love for God that I have dedicated my life to helping people find out where they are in terms of whether they are those that hope or those that demonstrate faith. You see, faith is your power. We will talk more about the power here shortly, but my approach is one that calls for your foundation to be built on faith, not fear, depression, or regret, all those emotions that keep you in bondage within yourself. I am here to show you through the Word of God how to put your feet where your mouth is. In other words, learning that faith is necessary when you are looking to rise above the normal process of things. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. And faith is the process necessary for supernatural breakthrough. You see, I believe once you fully understand that faith is the solution, then you will never feel empty or like you are missing something in your life. Okay, so now back to today's message. As a reminder, today's message is faith is an action, not an emotion. I'm going to keep saying this until I feel you got it, but faith is an action, not an emotion. Before the break, we were talking about hope without faith is dead. I was reading from James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Imagine for a moment that hope is something that is idling and faith is something that is actually moving. Let's repeat that. Imagine hope, H-O-P-E, as something that is idling and faith as something that is actually moving. Then you can kind of see that hope is sitting and waiting for help, but on the other hand, faith is making it happen. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. Faith requires you to get up and do something about what you're hoping for, act on what you're hoping for, not just talk about it. You have to physically do something. I'll give you an example. If you decide to open up a new family business, although you're not financially ready, you do have some funds to start. But not all that is required. The action would be to still move forward with what you do have, such as writing a business plan for starters. You do have your mind and your fingers, right? So start. Step out on faith, knowing that it is in God's plan for your life is when it will happen. Let me say that again. Step out on faith, knowing if it is in God's plan for your life, it will happen. But in His time, not your time. So don't get discouraged. Just get started. Remember, move forward, not idle, so that God can meet you halfway. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. Say it with me. Faith is an action, not an emotion. One more time. Faith is an action, not an emotion. You got it? Don't expect God to open that door when you yourself is not trying to walk through it on your own. Faith is about the action, setting things in motion. I want to move on into my personal testimony because I feel it's in line with today's message, but I do need to take a quick break. Before I do, I suggest you study these two scriptures, as I stated earlier, daily in order for it to sink in. Just let it soak in your mind and then put them into action and see what happens. It's James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also, and Hebrews 11:1 again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I pray you are inspired and ready to hit the ground running. I want to take the opportunity to share my personal testimony as it pertains to today's message. Faith is an action, not an emotion. But before, I do have to take a quick break, so hold tight to your seat. I will be right back.
Thank you, Susan, for sharing the inspiration behind Faith Walk Radio, as well as today's message, Faith is an Action, Not an Emotion. And the difference between hope and faith, wow, what a blessing. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I'm truly inspired and ready for whatever the world throws at me. Before I turn it back over to Susan Fowler-Rosario to share her personal testimony, let's take a listen to a song that was created to help and inspire you, the people, along the way called Faith Walk. So listen in and let the Lord speak to your heart as it did mine.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone. I need your help to get me through the day.
Wow, what a great song. It certainly lifted my spirits. Now, back to Susan Fowler-Rosario as she shares her personal testimony.
Hello there. I am back. And before I share my personal testimony, I want to personally thank Mike Rogoff. Mike is the voice you hear when I am not talking. He has been a part of the Faith Walk radio ministry from the beginning. We are truly blessed to have him here with us. We are so grateful. Thank you, Mike. I just want to say again how excited I am to finally have the opportunity to share the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. So hello again to you all out there in the internet world. It has truly been an honor that you have allowed me into your life for a brief moment to share Faith Walk Radio Ministry and now my testimony. My testimony, or should I say faith story, I pray will inspire you to get up and act now. Based on Ephesians 3:20, I think is a great scripture that will best describe how I was able to demonstrate faith even when I was simply tired of waiting for the dream to manifest. You know, we're all human and we all get there sometimes. But Ephesians 3:20 reads, "Now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." I'll read that again. Ephesians 3:20. "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." I have stood on faith for 15 years waiting for God to make his move. I say with such excitement, finally, it all paid off for me in terms of the outcome of even this radio ministry. I am not suggesting that it will take you 15 years, so don't let me scare you away before I grab your attention here. I am simply stating that some faith walk situations will take you longer than others to manifest. But if your heart is in the right place, meaning if you have allowed God in your life on a more consistent basis, you will find that drawing closer to God and living in his will for your life will change your circumstances. When you allow God to change how you see situations in your life, it will give you peace and patience as you continue to wait on the Lord to bring things together for you. He will shape you and mold you into his work of art, so be patient. But I can certainly relate when it comes to the years of waiting on the dream to unfold. Wait on God is what I would constantly say to myself. Wait on God, Susan. The dream will manifest in his time, not your time. So I just went on with my life as if I was expecting great opportunity to present itself any day. Although there were times, I mean, I would look up to the sky and say, "Look, God, if you're still up there, I didn't see anything happening today. It's been a long period of time before I've seen my prayer answered here. Where are you?" But that is normal to feel this way. Notice I said normal to feel because faith is an action, not an emotion. Looking back now, I realize I wasn't standing on faith in those brief moments called feelings. Those thoughts were connected to emotions. I was falling apart at the seams, so to speak, based on how I was feeling, but would catch myself and get back on track, you know, on that faith walk that we talk about. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. Even still, I went on with my life and continued to write songs, develop book projects, and so many other actions associated with the action process, setting my hopes and dreams in motion, moving forward, expecting those opportunities to show up somehow, some way, someday is called the action. Growing up, I always knew I would someday write songs and sing, but I have also been blessed with a platform such as Faith Walk Radio to minister to people all over the world. I can't tell you that it is worth the wait. I still get speechless when I think back over the years from acting on my hopes and dreams to now. It appears that God has blessed me far more than I was expecting. And you know, he will do that, folks. He will bless you above all you can ask or think. But we're going to get into that in 2 seconds. Now I want to say, it's just wild. God does come through in his time, not our time. And oh my goodness, when you wait on the Lord and trust that he has your best interest at heart, the payoff is above all you can ask or think. So yes, Ephesians 3:20 is the perfect scripture that explains my testimony. As I stated earlier, And again, it says, now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, again, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I get so filled with the Holy Spirit when I read this scripture. It is extremely powerful as well as encouraging. You know, let me read it one more time because I want to really get into the breakdown of the scripture. So Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Take note of the last few lines of the scripture that are so powerful. That states above all that we ask or think according to what? The power that works in us. The power that works in us. It is the power that works in us. So I am assuming, based on what I just read, that this is a two-part thought. And that is above all that we ask or think. And then the last few words states, according to the power that works in us. So let me break it down for you. Like the young kids communicate today, I will break it down for you. If God is able to reward us above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us, then it is safe to assume that our reward is based on who we are in Christ and what we are doing with that power. What does that power mean? Well, I'll continue. It states, according to the power that works in us. So what is the power? I believe the power is faith. All those hopes and dreams, all those things that require an action is power. Let me introduce another scripture I think is in line with my point here, and that is 2 Timothy 1:7. But let me pause for a moment and say, I come from the church, meaning I grew up in my father's ministry, Bishop Stephen Fowler. My father is a wonderful man of God. He's been used by God, laying hands on the sick and those that are broken in spirit for the last 60 years. And one scripture he lives by every single day of his life is 2 Timothy 1:7, and it reads, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So as we continue on with today's message, remember this scripture, because going forward, I want to focus on the power, love, and a sound mind for a few minutes here. So incorporating 2 Timothy 1:7 with my thoughts on all those things that require an action is power. Again, I'll read 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This scripture says it all. What more do you need? Stand up, fight, press forward, folks. You have everything you need to overcome challenges. You have the power to say yes versus I'm not sure. Again, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, but of love and of a sound mind. So if God has not given you a spirit of fear, then where is that fear coming from? Not from God, right? Because as the scripture points out, fear does not come from God. So again, I ask, if God has not given you a spirit of fear, then where is that fear coming from? Possibly not knowing if your dream will ever manifest. Hello, are you still there? Are you still with me here? Well, let's read Ephesians 3:20 again. Maybe something is starting to click here. It states, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You have the power. So why concern yourself with tomorrow? Because you have the power to change it by deciding to believe or not to believe, that demonstrating faith, which is the process necessary for supernatural breakthrough to occur in your life. So now going forward, 2 Timothy 1:7, using power, love, and a sound mind is all you will ever need to fight through any situation. Now, I might be going off message a little with my next statement, but hey, I'm just going to say it anyway. The enemy would not like you to think you have the power over your life. I'll say that again. The enemy would like for you to think that he has the power over your life, but he doesn't. Only you do. Of course, God is the superpower, but God has given you that power to say, yes, I can do it. Yes, I believe it is possible. Not no. Not I don't think so, or I am not sure, or that will never happen. you know, that only happens to the other folks. I'm never that lucky. Well, it ain't about luck, sister and brother. It's all about faith, because faith is an action, not an emotion. So again, 2 Timothy 1:7 reads, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." But the part I just love and connect with so much is that sound mind. Folks, you do have to be careful who and what you allow to entertain your thoughts. In other words, stay away from things and situations that will tempt you to do the wrong things or negative thoughts that will leave you confused and powerless. So again, above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, Ephesians 3:20 and 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, getting back to the point I'm trying to make in regards to my personal testimony, or should I say faith story, is this. Standing on faith is not the easiest thing to do. It requires you to trust and believe that demonstrating faith for those things you want to see manifest in your life will in fact come to pass. Remember, faith is the process necessary when waiting on supernatural things to happen in your life. As I stated many times, faith is an action, not an emotion. Ladies and gentlemen, young adults, people all over the world, I have just presented to you faith that will last a lifetime. You know, folks, I wish I could take credit for this line, but I can't. In fact, it was created long before I was even conceived. It's called the Word of God. It's there. It's been there for centuries. Faith was around before me. But woo, that sounds like a really great commercial. I present to you faith that will last a lifetime. Just trying to shift things on a lighter note and give you a quick break here. I will be right back to conclude today's message. I hope you are enjoying yourself. I hope that you have found something in these scriptures that will motivate you and inspire you to get up. So hold tight here. I will see you in a minute.
Hello, it's Mike Rogoff. I don't know about you, but today's message, "Faith is an action, not an emotion," was very powerful. I feel equipped, fired up, and ready to tackle things head on using faith as my weapon. I want to remind you to log into our website at www.faithwalkradio.com and register to be the Spotlight Faith Story of the Month. Also, we welcome you to register for our daily prayer. Email us your prayer request, and we will for sure lift you up in prayer. Before I turn it back over to Susan Fowler Rosario for her final thought, be sure to tune in next week for another inspiring message titled, "God Has Got Options for You." Next week on your daily walk with Christ, remember, no matter what, God is always near. Next, I want to play a song I know will encourage you and give you strength, titled, "No Matter What Happens Today." Take a listen. It ties right into next week's message, "God Has Got Options for You."
I will bless you, Lord, this morning. I will lift my eyes to you. Although I'm hurting, yes, I'm hurting, still I'm thankful. I will live my life for you this day. I will thank you for your grace. Although the fight seems everlasting, I'm casting it on you. I can face all of my fears and worries. You have set me free from me. It's the peace I find in you, oh Lord, the strength that carries me through. No matter before you this day, finding only your love and grace. This world has no more power over me. I've found my peace in you, oh Lord. No matter what happens today, the death of your son for the life of everyone. Beneath the stars, greater are we. Nothing can erase the beauty of your holiness. No one can take away what's given. The gift of life. So I won't give in. Yes, I'll stand until the end. No matter what happens today.
I know Susan has a final comment, so let's get right back to hear Susan's final thoughts right here on Faith Walk Radio.
I am back. The final thought of today is, if you believe in the life that you live, then nothing or no one can ever stop you again. Stop you from believing that faith is the process necessary for supernatural breakthrough to occur in your life. Before I say goodbye for now, I want to close with a prayer, but first, grab your pen and paper because I want to leave you with four faith steps you can take this week that will constantly remind you that every step you take is faith that will lead you to a life filled with plenty. So the four faith steps are you ready? Here are the four faith steps I would like you to take this week. Study Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And finally, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Faith steps are based on the Word of God. I am confident that if you make these faith step scriptures a part of your everyday thought and action, you will find yourself daily taking a step closer to those hopes and dreams you are looking to manifest. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity and giving me the words to express and equip your people with the power to overcome, power that gives strength and peace to press forward using faith. Lord, as we bow our hearts before you this very moment, we ask that you would be their eyes, be their voice, be their ears, O God. Show your people the error of their ways, O Lord. Remove those negative situations in their life that has held them back on so many levels. Lord, help them to surrender to your will for their life. As they continue on into their next week, Lord, just bless them above all that they can ask or think. Put your shield of protection around them, Lord, that they may hear only your voice and what you are leading them to do. Lord, we thank you and we worship you in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in again. Don't forget to submit your faith stories today at www.faithwalkradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Now back to Mike Rogoff for final words.
Well, this concludes today's message, Faith is an Action, Not an Emotion. If you missed today's broadcast, you could visit us at www.faithwalkradio.com. Go to our archive section and pull up the message titled, Faith is an Action, Not an Emotion, and download and enjoy. Oh, and please share the broadcast with your friends and family, too. Be sure to tune in next week for another inspiring message titled, God Has Got Options for You.